This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Bunker. How are you?
You're all right. How's your rubbish?
Yeah, well, rubbish, do not. I'm having my photo taken. That's just really embarrassing while I'm chatting.
Because
if I look at you, he'll get my great big nose, the profile, which I hate.
I know.
I know. Guests always do that. They always get my profile.
Did I? Is that because I sit next to you?
Probably on my... They're flanking me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to complain about my rubbish.
I know you would, so I thought we'd get it out of the way quickly.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. First of all, I don't know whether you saw my mushroom this morning.
Your mushroom?
Yeah.
Is that a euphemism or some kind?
No, it's not.
I've never seen your mushroom. I deny it completely.
There's not mushroom in here, really.
Yeah.
I was doing a little grill up this morning.
Were you? That surprises me. No chorizo for the new husband?
No, but my mother did complain. Yes, I stunk of garlic. So I'm warning you today that I did have lamb chops last night.
And for breakfast?
No, last night in the evening.
Oh, right, okay.
But for breakfast this morning, last night was with garlic, so I am sorry.
Yeah, lamb chops with garlic.
But anyway.
Yeah, I'm making notes. Go on.
This morning I had this beautiful mushroom from Riverford.
Yeah.
And
was it a big one?
It was a big one.
Wasn't a button mushroom?
No. Oh, no. It was a huge one.
Right.
And on it I drizzled, I sprinkled a little bit of thyme.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Did you drizzle, sprinkle or spray?
Sprinkle.
We need to know. Sprinkled.
A little bit of dried thyme.
Okay.
And then
organic
bacon on the top, Paul.
Right.
Stunning, because then it cooks in the bacon fat. Right. It stays all nice and moist. I've been doing it for a couple of years, but I've got quite excited.
That's a long time to cook a mushroom.
Yeah. It did take quite a long time because it was a very big one. So I had my little grill up this morning.
Yeah.
But while I was scoffing that, I was talking and tweeting Canterbury City Council.
I know, I saw.
My Christmas tree is still out there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be in collected, some say the 13th, some say the 22nd.
Yeah.
So it's been there and all the neighbours are stumbling over it as they go by. So do I drag it in?
Mm.
Or do I leave it out in case they pop round now while I'm here?
Mm.
You don't know, do you?
No.
And then I emailed them and their website. Zoe Cairns is listening intently. She's an influencer, you know, so she'll get.
She'll sort them out. Yeah.
So I did. It says go to our website if you phone them. Please go to our website. www. Drones on and on and on. I went to the website and it won't accept my. .com email.
No, you're blocked, aren't you?
It just won't accept my .com.
It's her again. She's been on 3 days this week already. Block her.
So I put the new husband's email in, his Gmail email.
Right, and it let you on, didn't it?
It let me on.
Yeah, yeah, because he's not blocked.
But then there's no category. It says, report which rubbish bin has not been collected. And there's nothing about Christmas trees.
Well, make it up.
So I put it under garden waste.
Yeah, of course.
But I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
And I'm annoyed. It's a week. So I've tweeted them and said, because they'll come back and say, please go to our website, www. It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
And the poor neighbours are going, you know, having to skirt round with their pushchairs.
Hmm.
So they'll be furious.
Just on that, it's one of the interesting things about the failure of technology. We're so dependent on technology now, and so many organisations are really bad at managing exceptions.
Mm.
Yeah, they leave technology to manage things, and when it doesn't quite work, they have no process for resolving it. Yeah, I'll tell you a classic one. I won't name the company, DFS. I gave it away.
Did you tell me this last Tuesday?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah. But it drives me nuts. They've done it again. They send me a text. We're about to deliver your sofa. Please can you make the final payment by going to this following website? And the link they give me doesn't work, and it goes to a website that is no longer functioning. Okay?
Oh, no. Just imagine.
So I go to customer service, I ring them, and I go, you sent me this link, it doesn't work. And they go, hold on a minute, no, it works here. I mean, it can't possibly work there. I've checked, the website itself does not exist. Mm. And I'm, well, we can get into it. You can't. It's not on the web. It's not the let me read the address.
They could probably get it on the back end.
Well, no,
of it.
What they're doing is they're just going into the website they know it is.
Yeah. Yeah?
They're not going into the one they've sent me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I go, let me do something for you. Let me take a screenshot of the text you sent me. And they went, OK. So I took a screenshot of it and I sent them. And they went, that's not the right link. I went, no shit, Sherlock, really.
And how many hours of your time have you wasted?
OK, so I said, so what is it? And they went, oh, don't know. We'll let our IT people know. OK, that was 3 weeks ago and I told you about it last week.
Yeah.
I'll get another one this week.
No.
We want to deliver your sofa. Please click this link to pick the date. But the links, it's a defunct website.
Funny enough, I was going, so I'm being a bit cagey about where I was going and what I was doing because it's a client. But I was, I phoned up this client and said, look, your contact on your website doesn't click through to anything. It's got, error page. And I rang the reception of where I was going and I said, could you pass on to leave them a note or something, And she said, oh, well, when you come in on Monday, you can tell them.
Mm.
Well, hello, that's not my job. I've already rang you and told you, but do your job.
I could tell you a million stories like that. And the problem is that you have to manage technology effectively and you have to have some form of exception reporting because you can't write a procedure for everything. And so many people don't do that. And you think, well, how much business are you losing? But, you're sending texts to people that are just factually incorrect, but you'll never know because they're all no-reply texts, so you can't reply to any of them. You can't tell anybody.
So I've got a question. If I come round to yours for a little noggin at some stage, I can't sit on anything.
No, because they don't know when to deliver it.
You got any rugs?
No.
Beanbag?
No.
I'll bring a little folder.
A cold wooden floor is all I've got at the moment.
Yeah. I could go in the dog's basket.
It's probably
more comfortable.
Yeah.
I've got another thing while we're ranting.
Oh, go on then.
I don't know if you saw my tweets at Jules Serkin about my visit to Canterbury, but on Saturday I had to go to the bank to discuss mortgages and stuff and paid £7 for parking.
Is that all?
Yeah, £7 for parking. And the rubbish, Paul Andrews, around.
Yeah.
Terrible to see homeless people sleeping in shop doorways in this freezing cold. And dogs also with them, of course. I always feel really sorry for the dogs. But rubbish, bags of rubbish with Serco written on it as well, everywhere. And I thought, this is our cathedral city.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's happening, but it's like we've lost our pride.
Yeah. Well, I pay enough business rates to fund the entire Serco operation and it still don't get taken away.
Maybe you and I need to.
But talking about homeless people.
Oh, yeah, you tell me about your sleep out.
Yeah, I slept out on Friday night. That was an experience as well.
And where were you?
We were at the Gallagher Stadium, Maidstone United.
Mm. What was the temperature?
It was about 2 degrees. But a funny thing was, because I'm like that, I bought a thermal sleeping bag for sleeping on mountains because I was not going to get cold.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Did your bones stick into the ground floor?
But the problem was, no, I thought about that as well. I did make one schoolboy error, which I'll talk about in a minute.
Did you have a little blow-up mattress?
No. I had a really big, thick bit of foam. Although I got loads of them in my garage, from when the boys used to go camping
and stuff.
When
CFS don't.
Yeah, no, I thought I'll take one and then I'll take the rest because nobody's going to think of this and I can rent them out, can't I?
Entrepreneurial.
Yeah, but the problem was the mice had eaten all of them. And when I picked them all up, they all had huge holes in apart from one, but I had a real thick one, so I was happy with that. The schoolboy error I made was I didn't take a pillow. Which I should have done.
Oh, that's elementary.
But the worst thing was, so I had this lovely thermal sleeping bag, which was nice and warm. No, it wasn't. The two problems were these. One, no matter what I did, I couldn't get my nose warm. My nose was blooming freezing, and I just couldn't get it warm. And the second thing was, if you imagine a football stadium, they have flip-down seats.
Yeah.
Every time I turned over, I got hit on the head by the seat.
I can't work that. No, were you under the chair?
Yeah, we were under the chairs, in between the seats, on the concrete, And if you think of a stadium, the seats fold up.
Yeah.
And when you go to sit on them, you put them down,
So you were nudging
And they're on a pivot. So I'm under the seat. So every time I go like that, it sends a pivot and it goes whap.
Not good. But going back to your mice problem.
Yeah.
I think it was a rat problem you had, not
probably,
mice.
Probably,
because I remember your rat cloth.
I was being circumspect about it.
I once went into his shed and cleaned a table. It was his birthday or something, I can't remember. But I went and cleaned this sort of garden table that was in his shed, Gary. I'm talking to Gary Hibbert here of Cyber.
Because he needs to know this.
Yeah.
And I went and got a lovely J cloth, nice clean one, from under his sink and scrubbed down this thing which had rat droppings on it. And then I had a few drinks. And
put the cloth back under my sink.
Put the cloth back under the sink. And then I went staggering home. I was driven home. I wasn't drinking and driving, just so before anybody squeaks in. And then I woke up about 4 a.m. and I phoned him up. I said, I've got this awful feeling. I left the rat cloth, you know, with rat droppings under your sink. I said, please don't use it. He's already done all the work surfaces with it and everything.
Yeah. So is this a regular thing that you do for everyone's birthday?
Yeah.
You come around and clean people's.
Yeah. She does actually, Gary. Yeah. It's a service she offers. She smears rat droppings all over your kitchen, then gets drunk and goes home. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it is the year of the rat. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
My son is a rat. If he's listening, Shay Serkin, he works for Softcat. I don't know if you know Softcat. They're an IT company in London. Big one. He is Year of the Rat.
Yeah, my sister's a Year of the
Rat.
Yeah,
it's a good cool. one.
It's good.
Hold on. Before we go any further, we're 14 minutes into the show.
And I haven't
even given a shout out to today's show sponsor yet.
Who is our sponsor?
It's the fantastic folks at Kent Musculoskeletal Clinic, and they're specialists in ultrasound guided joint injection. And if you want to find out more about them, you can go to kentmskclinic.co.uk.
Oh, I reckon you need to have your joints.
My joints.
I bet
injected.
Your hips were. Your hips were a bit.
Where's my nose? It was cold.
You needed your mum. She, Betty, could have knitted you a little.
She could have knitted me a nose warmer.
Yeah, a little green one.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't tell you about it. There were 30 of us there. We actually had a really good evening. It was good fun. I want to say a big thank you to Kay from the Stones Community Trust, and of course to Keith Mabbott from Street Soccer Foundation, whose event it was, raising money for Street Soccer, which is an organisation that helps young homeless people through football. And to Oliver Ash, who's co-owner of Mason United, who also slept out with us, by the way.
But it must be said that sleeping out like that in a group where you're all getting on and probably had a bit of a laugh as is not the same as sleeping on the streets in a shop.
It's nothing like sleeping on the streets, is it? You know, quite clearly. The fact that we were all sleeping outside and it was horrible was bad enough, but it isn't like being homeless, obviously, and it's only one night and there was tea and coffee available and stuff like that, and I took a flask of Bovril anyway. We did play football, though, on the pitch at night, in the dark.
You love football, don't you?
In the dark.
Oh, did you have a little light on?
We had a fluorescent football.
Did you?
Yeah.
So all you could see was the football. What about your feet?
Yeah, no, it's a smash. It smashed you in the face because nobody could see you. You just see the football,
You know, heading a ball is banned in Wales.
Oh, don't even go there. It's even worse, isn't it? Because they started yesterday about banning talking about football at work because it was discriminatory to women.
Oh, that's crazy.
What planet are these people on? Have they not noticed that one of the biggest things going on in the world of sport at the moment is women's football, for a start? Yeah. It's really mainstream.
I'm of the age I could talk about Georgie Best all day. Frankly.
Yeah, you probably could, but then no one know what you're talking about.
No, because they're all too young on this show.
Anyway.
Also, flanking Gary Hibbert, we've got Zoe Cairns.
We have, yeah. Yes. Oh, we've got guests as well. Yeah. Oh, we've got guests on this show too. We're not going to talk about Georgie's battle with Canterbury City Council for the entire 2 hours.
Or my mushrooms.
Or our mushrooms.
But I tell you, a little bit of bacon on top.
Oh, I've got that.
It's the business, yeah. So the fat drills through.
The two-year cooking time that threw me, though.
I also fried my eggs this morning for me and my new husband in yesterday's...
Now, that is a euphemism, isn't it? I fried my eggs.
In yesterday's lamb fat, which was delicious. Organic lamb chops.
Hold on. Yeah, you fried eggs in lamb fat?
Yeah, you've got to do it.
You're awful.
It's
all about
the natural fat.
Yeah, obviously.
Very, very tasty.
Natural fat. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's me.
Natural as a lamb.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you read a tweet or an email?
Well, I've got a bit of a frog in my throat, and I don't know why. I don't have a cough. It's very annoying.
Well, don't go there.
Did you know? What, frogs?
Yeah.
Well, you've got a frog story.
No. Have you seen these things on social media about various items of Chinese food that are causing the coronavirus or whatever?
No, tell me. Will they eat anything?
Yeah. Well, apparently... I don't know how true this is, and obviously you can't condemn an entire nation. There'll only be certain individuals, but apparently there was a picture of a guy eating live mice, and and obviously the classic bat one, but there was also one of eating a live frog, and apparently some people think that an animal that's live being eaten tastes better. Because it does something or other, I don't know.
Well, you know, when I did mainland China for work and a tour, and I had a little sign in Chinese saying I cannot eat soy, okay, because it's not good for my thyroid. Did you know I have Hashimoto's, low thyroid? And I mean, they were running away. They couldn't serve me. If you say in China you can't eat soy,
you're dead in the water. You're dead in the water. You can't eat anything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I could eat in hotels, but not street food, which I love. You know. Right. So.
Anyway, go for it.
Well, I was going to read something before you started talking about frogs.
Well, the show's nearly finished now.
Venues and an Events Expo Southeast 2020 is coming up, and they say we'll be opening the doors to the third annual V Expo in 2020. And they'll be hosting V Expo in a brand new venue, more central in the southeast of England. Want a clue? Where is it? You might ask.
I know.
They say, where is it? Go on, give
it's a Hampshire Court Hotel.
Oh, where's
in Basingstoke.
That? Okay. Is that central? Basingstoke?
Yeah, yeah. Central southeast, yeah.
Okay, so we'll have to go.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be there hosting it, no doubt.
No. Just read it.
You'll say something. We will have over 80 amazing exhibitors showcasing the very best venues and suppliers based in the southeast, giving you the chance to connect with them and get to know what they can offer you and your clients. Plus, they say, we'll be running some fam trips after the expo to allow you to truly experience what the southeast has to offer. If you know, a fam trip is where you go and you actually
it's a familiarisation trip
the whole venue in the southeast. So put the date in your diary, and the date is the 14th of May, which is a Thursday, 10 till 4 p.m. And that's www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk.
Thank you. I've got a thing here about a new fitness class. And it's rock music fitness. It's called Rock Fit with Sarah, the lovely Sarah Smith. And it's on Wednesdays. It's every Wednesday starting from January. And it's at the Dame Janet Primary Academy, which is the lower school in Newington Road, Ramsgate. If you'd like to go along to it, it's basically fitness to rock music and heavy metal, which is brilliant. So you get to sweep your hair around and everything, which is why I like doing it. It's a fantastic thing. It's taking place in Ramsgate every Wednesday from 6:30 p.m. To book your place, go to bookwhen.com/rockfitwithsarah. Now, Sarah sent me this and asked me to read it out, and she gave me an idea, because I don't know if you know, part of the blogs that we do on the radio are talking about events.
Yeah.
So I've started a new blog, which is a directory of fitness events, you know, Zumba, yoga and everything like that.
And you do all of them, no doubt.
I'm gonna try every single one of the classes. Not.
Of course, Zoe, I have a fabulous photo of Mr. Paul Andrews.
Oh, don't go there.
Pink tutu.
I did a 4-hour Zumba class with the Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport, Tracy Crouch. Tracy and I did 4 hours of Zumba with me dressed in a pink tutu. It was
lovely.
The most embarrassing
I'll
thing I've ever done.
Photo. Yeah, you must.
Yeah.
Bobby's
anyway.
Trying to take it off my phone, but I keep it there.
Sarah came up with the idea, which I'm pleased that she did. So I'm going to put this directory together. So if you run a fitness class, a yoga class, a dance class, or anything like that, let me know. Drop me an email at hello@bizradio.co.uk, and I'll add it to the directory. It's all totally free. We're just going to promote some fitness around the county. Yeah, so let's do
and
that.
And, of course, Ibiza Fitness could give them some food after.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought.
Ibiza Fitness Food, you can follow them on the Twitter, and they are delivering beautiful food across the UK.
I've got a tweet here from Tracy Ann. Oh, I've lost it now. Tracy Ann Barker. And she says, have a great show today, Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin. Fingers crossed, please can you give us a Business Bunker shout out? We've got a couple of tickets left available for CSR 2025. It's the new forum for businesses to find out how to get involved with corporate social responsibility. If you want to find out more about it or to book your place, if you go to eventbrite.co.uk and let's get the address. Oh, it's not going to show me now. But if you go eventbrite.co.uk and then search for CSR 2025, you can find out all about it. Or you can follow them on Twitter, which is Tabba, T-A-B-A underscore official, T-A-B-A underscore official. Give them a follow on Le Twitter.
And Fruitworks Community Workspace is expanding, like me, really.
Yeah.
We have easy access.
It's all that lamb fat.
I know, beautiful. I'll tell you, it's the flavour is all in the fat pool.
Yeah.
We have easy access.
That's what I tell my girlfriend.
When she has a little nibble.
Yeah.
We have an easy access, no long-term commitment at Fruitworks Community Workspace. This is the one in Canterbury, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
No rubbish in that area, I noticed.
Oh,
I walked down
you?
There.
Oh.
No, it was lovely. I walked down that area. It was all pristine by
Fruitworks. Do you know why?
Oh, there was a man doing work.
No, no, you
I
know,
peered in.
You know what? Yeah, that's Wayne. Yeah. But you know why there's no rubbish there, don't you?
Because
the council, no, the council don't clear it. For all your business rates, your businesses don't get their rubbish cleared. We have to clear our own, don't
You're
we?
You're joking.
No.
Well, you have to put it in the back of your work.
No, 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 no. We
you have a little trailer.
We employ a company to do it, but it's not the council.
Okay. Oh, well, I did peer in at little Wayne. I didn't know his name was Wayne. Mm. And I was seeing if there's any coffee available, but none at the moment.
No, it's not open at the moment.
It's looking good. Mm. So Fruitworks say there's no long-term commitment to Hot Desk. There's a fixed desk and there's also a small private office where you could possibly fry a mushroom. I don't really know.
Mm.
And space available in the expanded Fruitworks in Canterbury. You can email hello@fruitworks.co for details, or you can see their website, which is www.fruitworks.co.
Yep, check it out. There's new event space opening as well in February.
So when does Wayne leave? And
when he's finished.
When will that be?
Well, we're hoping to open in February, so the end of this week sometime. He should have finished, hopefully.
Good.
But I'm sure we'll probably drag it over a little bit. But we've got a new event space there, which is great. We built a stage in there and everything, so and it can hold probably, depending on the format, between 50 and 80 people. Yeah. So it's great for seminars, training courses, yoga and dance workshops and stuff like that.
you can also save the date, Bunker listeners. There's the Southeast Construct Expo. That is a hashtag, Construct Expo 2020. And Tuesday the 28th of April is the Southeast England Show, which is at Ardingly.
Yay! She pronounced the place correctly.
It's all wrong. It should be Ardingly, but it's Arding.
It's Ardingly.
Yes, my co-presenter, Mr. Bunker, says it's Ardingly, and that's in West Sussex. And then Wednesday, 23rd at Sandown Park, and that's in Surrey at the Exhibition Centre. And again, you can go to constructionexpouk.co.uk to find out more details. There's also awards, Paul Andrews. Did you know about that?
I did.
So the South East...
Do you know why I know about that?
Because you wrote this? I don't know.
No, because I'm hosting them.
Oh, no.
It's an awards. Of course I'm hosting them.
So he only goes for the free meal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the South East Construction Awards 2020 is sponsored by All Health Matters, it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Applications are now open. Please go to constructionexpoawards.co.uk. I remember the Ashford one when I was there on the table, and it ran so late, didn't it? And you and I were starting to panic.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of 1 a.m, and we hadn't had the food ran late, didn't
it? But we got there, as always. Do you know what? I'm going to play some cheesy tunage.
Okay.
You're never going to get this.
Oh, no.
I'm really chuffed with this.
You sat up all night.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even hear anything.
Well, I haven't started it yet. Yeah, you ready?
Come on, then. Put it
on. You ready?
There's no point doing the build-up if I'm not going to guess it. Somebody with a trumpet. It's jazz blues. Is it Otis Redding?
It is Otis Redding.
Oh, my God. Don't know the song, but it's Otis Redding.
It's Security.
How did I know that?
Security. Cool.
Good song, though. During Otis, you sing it.
Yeah.
flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
My Careers Options gives real career choices for your child's brighter future. Through simple, fun questions and puzzles, your child will discover careers they can do, want to do, and which suit who they are. My Careers Options unique careers report also supports the school to help your child make informed decisions about their future education and careers choices. 50% off today with code BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk. That's BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. She got it. How did she get that?
I don't know. It's a bit worrying, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to have to try harder, aren't I?
Well, I didn't know the song. I've never heard the song. So no, that's even more
you
speaking.
Would never get that. I was just impressed you got Otis Redding.
Well, so was I.
Security.
I sometimes surprise myself.
Hey, yeah, but what about... Did you like the choice? But
did you ring him or something and say, here, Otis, I've got...
Yeah, knock out a song.
Gary Hibbard coming on.
I've got
on.
Gary coming on. Yeah. We need a song for him, mate. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Tracy, who's listening in, lovely Tracy Ferguson, is impressed again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she said, very impressed. Jules does it again. Yeah.
Right.
Are we going to talk to our first guest?
We are. In just a second, we're going to talk to Zoe, but... Do you want to read a tweet before we do that?
Yeah, I can do. So there's one here, which is Jade's LinkedIn for Business, which is on the 31st of January. Is that this Friday or something?
Yeah.
So you can increase your sales, you can drive your brand awareness and learn how to become a thought leader in this intensive LinkedIn workshop, says Jade Pluck. And you can join them, as I said, on the 31st of January. There is a website, which is workshopskent.co.uk. And also, of course, the Slope Off Friday extravaganza. It's a business networking lunch hosted by me, Jules Serkin. It's 2 o'clock until about six. We've got a pianist and a magician, the lovely Stu Weller, and we'll be having a sing-along. But it's hobnobbing, business networking, lots of business passed around, but fabulous food. That's at the Grand Hotel in Folkestone. Contact me, Jules Serkin, and Biz Network Lunch.
Cool. I've had a tweet from Michael Park Surveyors, and they say, hello, Vanilla Web. We would love a Business Bunker shout out today, please, on your awesome show. And that's from Michael Park Surveyors, MPSL on the Twitter. And they say, you can find out all about what we do, property, commercial property, surveyors, based in Medway, covering the southeast of England. And their website is Michael Parks, P-A-R-K-E-S, michaelparks.co.uk. Check them out. Shall we talk to our first guest?
Yes, I've been waiting.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the show. And we discovered earlier that the very first show that Zoe ever came on was on a show with Chris Hyde.
Yeah, in 1066.
Exactly. And the funny thing about that was we were talking about Chris earlier because he tweeted some stuff in.
I don't know. Was it my first show, though?
I don't think it was your first show.
No.
It was Chris's. I think you'd been on before, Zoe.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back, Zoe. It's
Thank
lovely
you for
to see
me
you.
Back.
We got Zoe Cairns, who is from ZC Social Media. And lots of you out there in southeast of England do know of Zoe, and quite rightly you should, because she's been very active in the field of digital over the last few years, even though she's still incredibly young and beautiful.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm not that young. I just haven't had children, I think. My sister says to me, she says, the reason why you still look young is because you haven't had kids.
And because you're sitting with me and Paul Andrews.
who are old, yeah.
Yes.
Look, welcome, Zoe. It's lovely to see you again. What are you up to these days? What's going on in the world of ZC Social Media?
It's all going crazy. It's great. It's really good. And we've you know, had lots of changes over the last year.
Because you moved office. You've got a lovely office. Just tell us about your office, because it's gorgeous. I love it.
Yeah,
it's...
well, Gareth always tells the history really, really well. But it's an old gunpowder store.
Yeah, yeah.
Or magazine sort of like thing.
Powder and Magazine, isn't it? Yeah.
Whereabouts, Zoe?
It's up by Powder and Magazine restaurant, just round the corner.
I've been there. Is that on the Rochester River?
Yeah, just on Upner, right near Upner Castle.
I went there with a Slakoff lunch. Nice. Very, very nice. Yeah. Beautiful venue.
And our office is like all brick, and it's just so lovely.
It's a funny shape, isn't it? Because the buildings are built in that shape because it was literally a gunpowder store, and if it went off, it's to contain the explosion, basically.
Yeah, it's fabulous. It's right on the river. It's just such a lovely place. Mm. Even in the winter, it's just cosy.
Have you had to build special furniture to fit in it? It's a bit like an host house, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got round furniture. Yeah, but it's I don't know, it's bullet-shaped, isn't it?
Yeah, it's bullet-shaped.
Is the only way to describe
it's like
on end.
I call it like an acorn.
Yeah, yeah, that's a better description.
We can't put nothing on the walls, not even blue tack or anything. So we couldn't use the walls
anyway.
Why? You're
not allowed?
Yeah, because it's sort of like a listed building. So, but we've worked really well.
So, how do you heat it? Have you got a little wood burner?
Yes, we've got like little oil burners in there. And it is really hot though when you put them on, because it really does contain the heat. In the summer, it's really cool. Yeah, so, it's really
very nice. Yeah.
Love it.
So how has social media changed since the days when you first used to mince into Romney Marsh Channel Radio?
Immensely. It's become harder for businesses to really get noticed organically due to the platforms wanting to make money, basically, and going public. They then brought out advertising. So it has become more challenging, but businesses just need to become more effective. They need to keep on top of the trends. Mm. They need to make sure that they're understanding why they're using social media, but more importantly, make sure they're using it in the most effective way.
It's a funny thing, isn't it? Because it is a conventional marketing thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a new tool.
Yeah.
But so many people don't apply common sense that they would in any other marketing vehicle.
Yeah.
They just splatter things on it and expect it to work.
Yeah, and it's that consistency as well. Yeah. So it's not about, you know, the amount of times you're posting, it's about the quality of the post now as well, and the types of content that we are using. So I rave all the time about strategy. Strategy is the key. Mm. Know what you want to achieve, and that will then create your content as to what you need to be putting out.
Because that's an important point. Very important point, isn't it? Because there are lots of different platforms now.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you about one I came across the other day, a new one, which is just hysterical. I registered for it and I went, no, I'm not doing this. I don't know if you've even heard
TikTok,
it. It's called MeWe.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. MeWe.
Yeah, they really didn't think through that name, did they?
And what can you do on it?
It's basically a version of Facebook without...
He's screwing up his nose, listener.
Well, I registered for it because I just wanted to find a new platform that kind of worked. And I registered for it, and it's a kind of... It's a kind of Facebook platform, allegedly, that's got no advertising and it's not, you know, da-da-da-da, user nonsense. But there's a reason for that. There's no one on it. That's why.
But it's new, so...
Yeah, but they're never going to get anyone on it because you can't... there's no method for adding followers or anything that, and therefore you can't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
But,
so what do you think about the rise of Instagram, for example? Because personally, I have to use Instagram. I dislike it because I find it... I love Twitter because I'm actually talking to people and you engage. And I have great chats, mostly about rubbish with Paul Andrews. But but with Instagram, it's hashtag, hashtag, hashtag. I just find it blur.
And it's about having that strategy. So
it's so popular.
It's really popular. However, I do a lot of my... I have mentors over in the States that mentor me.
Mm.
And they're 9 months ahead of us.
Right.
At the moment, in the States, they're saying they're getting fed up with Instagram. They're going back to Facebook.
Right.
And looking at Facebook strategies because the algorithms now on Instagram are really... really actually getting more tough than what they were, which is making it more challenging for that individual. Whereas if they just bear with it and really try to think about what it is they want to achieve, it's turning those conversations into customers. I rave about this all the time as well. Mm. You know, it's okay having loads and loads of conversations on social, but how are you then getting them into how you then having that more in-depth conversation and then turning that into a piece of business.
Yeah, absolutely. And just coming back before we miss the point, because you were raising this and it's the most important point, is each of the platforms has its own demographic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the thing about Instagram is if you have a very photogenic product, you know, like you're in a fashion business or a furniture business.
Or like you.
Exactly, just like me. You know, I just post pictures of me on it and that just... just, I get so much engagement.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, but if you're in that kind of business where it's very visual, then it's a great platform to be on.
And you can add the shopping feature, which then are actually, if you then apply that to Google Tag Manager, you can track the amount of people that are buying your product through what post. And you can really track down and start thinking about or start seeing how that platform is helping you generate sales.
Yeah. And is it true, Zoe, that a lot of younger generation are leaving Twitter? Or not?
I still think there's a massive conversation on Twitter. Is very much a conversation and news tool. There's a purpose for it.
Yeah. I love
Twitter. It's where
Twitter.
We get the latest news with all this stuff going on in the world at the moment.
And Harry and Meghan.
Yeah, the first place we go to see what the real news is Twitter, because you've got everyday public that is just putting out what their opinion on it is or if they're at the situation.
I've just noticed there's a great big bit of kitchen roll that I left. Can you just throw that down, Zoe, in front of
you? Oh, yeah, of course. I'm looking down on me. I'm thinking, oh.
Carry on. I'm videoing.
There's still a place for Twitter. And what with Love Island on at the moment, it's really interesting that now that generation are going on and engaging on that platform. So it all depends on what's happening in the world at the moment. And
for me, out of all the social media platforms, and I try to use them all, Twitter is the one that suits me best because it is an interactive, rolling conversation that's in real time.
Yeah.
The problem I have with every other platform is that it's not real time. It's interrupted by an algorithm.
Exactly that,
so you post something, you know, like I post something on LinkedIn, for instance, saying, listen to the show today. But, of course, most people aren't going to see it until Thursday.
And this Twitter's great. It's for the now.
And I find sometimes I'm looking at something on Instagram and then it will just flash on to some, it just goes on to another handle, somebody else's
you're
thing.
Looking at Instagram stories.
I must be. And that drives me nuts. And then the stories disappear.
Stories disappear within 24 hours unless you're highlighting them as a key. But Instagram stories are amazing.
They are.
You know, they're a massive feature at the moment that can really get us out to more people by using different hashtags.
How does that work, Zoe? What makes an Instagram story work?
Instagram story, make sure it's interesting, first of all.
Me in it,
It might even be a little video of you
talking. Preferably sticking your bottom out, which is what everybody seems to do on Instagram. You know that sort of pose where they put their bottom out?
Are you asking me to twerk in an Instagram?
So make sure it's interesting first.
Yeah.
Then make sure that you've got, if you're looking to promote yourself in a different location, you can put the location on.
Right.
Really key to have the location feature, because if you're not actually there, it'll still take your story and potentially put you in that location story, which is so powerful.
Mm.
Make sure you use a hashtag. Mm. Again, really important to go and do some research around your hashtags. Don't just use the ones that have got thousands and thousands of posts. It's better to be a big fish in a little pond. And a little fish in a big pond.
Yep.
So make sure you've got a hashtag.
That's a really
feature.
Good tip.
Yeah. Mm. And then make sure you mention someone and making sure it's relevant, because they can then share it into their story, which will get it out to more people.
Right.
And, you know, even if you're not up to the 10,000 followers yet on Instagram, it means that if you haven't got 10,000, you don't get the swipe up on your stories, which means going direct to your website. Just put the mention as your username and get them to click the link in your bio. It's another great way to get them to your website that way as well.
Top tips from Zoe.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Instagram's really great, but it's got to be right for you and your business.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's true of every platform, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the thing that people don't always think about when they're doing social media marketing is how relevant is the platform for what it is I'm doing.
And that's when I get people say, you know, social media is a big fad and it's not working for me. I can't measure it. And it all comes back down to strategy. What is it that you're trying to achieve and what have you set out to do? And then how are you going to measure those key performance indicators to make sure that that's what it's helping you to achieve?
Yeah. Cool. So I happen to know that just recently you've launched your social media in a box.
We launched this in 2017, actually, but we've only just really started to push it recently.
Hold it up, Zoe, for us.
This is it.
So here she is holding up, here's Zoe Cairns holding up her Start Social little purple box.
Yeah, so the difference with it this year, previous years, what we've done is it's only, you know, really we've been promoting it from, say, October round to January, saying get ready for the new year. Mm. This time, every quarter, it's being updated,
right.
New dates. Every time you purchase the box, you've always got a year's worth of journal in there and all that type of stuff. So it's a really great resource for businesses either just starting out or want to get organised with their marketing activities.
And did you say what it retails for?
$197.
Excellent.
Yeah, and you get a Facebook community, a 30-day challenge. And if you check out the website socialmediainabox.co.uk, all the information's on there about it.
And I love what you're doing with that because it's taking the pain away from people that kind of struggle to do this. It's one of those interesting things, and I've told this story a few times, but I'm going to tell it again because it needs telling.
Yeah.
You know Kelly as well as I do. Yeah. Kelly Tolhurst, who MP, who is the Minister for Small Businesses. Yeah. At the back end of last year, I spent a day with Kelly and some management consultants, locked in a room, talking about productivity.
Yeah.
The government are really concerned that we have very low productivity in the UK and the productivity figures have been bad for a long time.
Yeah.
And one of the things we looked at was survey after survey after survey shows that small businesses, self-employed micro small businesses, are really poor at digital engagement.
Yeah.
And there's a number of reasons for that. There's a shortage of digital skills. There's fear of the digital marketplace. There's all the things we're going to talk to Gary about later in terms of security and all those implications. But there's lots of apps. There's lots of things on the marketplace that people can use. But again, they don't engage very well. And one of those is social media.
Yeah.
And so many people don't have a business. You know, they have a personal presence. They have a personal Facebook page or a personal LinkedIn profile, but they don't have a business presence and they don't use it effectively for business.
There's nothing worse than going on a business website and seeing that they haven't used, for example, their Twitter since 2014 or something. Or they're just, the other thing I hate is just spouting out but not actually reading or engaging. Nothing worse.
Mm. And it's really important to engage, you know, engage with your audience.
Otherwise, don't be on there,
And that's, I'm really passionate about engaging. I have multiple groups where I have lots of people in there. And I always make sure I go at least live in there once a month to see how they are, how they're engaging. Do they know anyone that needs additional help or support?
Mm.
It's really important to really make sure you look after your community because eventually when you want something... Or you need that help and you put out there, how can anyone help me? You've got a great community of people
around you. Yeah. And it is about, you know, sales these days is about relationship building. You know, we moved away. I got one today, which just made me laugh. I got an email from someone today and I try not to be rude, but eventually I just get really fed up. And I went, you really are making yourself look stupid by sending me this. You've done no research. You've offered me something that I actually provide as a business.
And I get them all the time on LinkedIn. And Dan Knowlton's great at this. He says about, you know, I've got another one of these pop in, and he uses it as an example to say this is what not to do on LinkedIn, which is great, you know, in terms of putting that across.
But you do see that far too often still. People have tried to take the old cold calling method and just adapt it to social media or whatever, or email marketing. And it doesn't work.
Yeah.
The whole thing about sales these days is it's about relationship building.
Yeah.
And you can't build a relationship if you don't engage.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, how is Facebook changing?
The algorithm obviously is always changing every day in terms of how we get out there, how our posts get out there. Mm. But it is about, they want people to be having conversations. Mm. And that's what Facebook was put there, not for us to be broadcasters in a one-way one-way channel.
Photographs.
Facebook want us to be a two-way communication channel as a business page. So therefore, if you're only being one way, they're not going to show your posts to your community. But if you engage with them and make them feel part as a community, then they will then enable you more organic reach.
And the over Christmas.
Well, that's an important thing to know. That is really an important thing to know because so many people don't even know that. And they sit there and they get bored, don't they? I've posted five times on my page and nothing's happened.
And one of the biggest tips I give businesses is if they go onto other pages and they see conversation going on other pages where their target audience are hanging out and engage as their business on another page.
Yeah.
Facebook will say, actually, you're actually going on other pages and engaging with a community, and that gives them more brownie points.
Absolutely. So it is all about having conversations and building relationships, and no matter what platform you're on, really. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a top tip for 2020 for our listeners?
I just think that if people are using social and they're not getting the most out of it and they're not finding it effective, it's because they really need to think about what is it they want to achieve from it. Mm. And therefore, my biggest tip, as always, is about getting that strategy put together. Mm. Don't waste time and resources on something that's not going to get you the results, because we wouldn't do it if we was to go networking or spend money in a newspaper. Mm. Just make sure you understand why you're using these platforms and what for.
Mm. Absolutely. It sounds so simple, but so many people don't. They breeze into a platform and then start blatting stuff all over it and then go, oh, that didn't work.
Yeah.
But they haven't thought it through. They don't even know how to measure whether it worked or not. I had a really interesting conversation with a guy called Brad Roberts, who's an SEO specialist.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, I recently launched, I'm a shareholder in a new business that launched the Heating Hub, which is a gas boiler comparison website. And we were talking to the SEO guy about it, and he was really fantastic. You know, he wasn't even going to talk about SEO. He wanted to talk about, you know, landing pages, how we were doing it, who you were engaging, what the journey was through your website, why you were sending people there in the first place. You know, so before you promote anything, what are you promoting? Why are you promoting it, and where are you sending them?
Yeah.
And he's absolutely right. And it was we spent 3 or 4 hours talking about the whole thing and how the website works and how people went through it and plotting what they did when they got there and why they did what they did. It's really important stuff, isn't it?
It is. It's about knowing what your clients' pain and challenges are as well. Mm. That helps you, enables you to be able to create the content that they're really looking for, or the questions in the posts that you need to put out there to attract them.
Mm. Cool. So social media in a box. Do check that out with Zoe. We've got kind of 10 minutes before we break for the news, and we've still got a lot to talk to you about the things that you're doing.
That's all right.
So I don't know which way round you want to do this. You've been running ZC Academies for a while.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So every other month now, we put it down to every other month because they were just getting so big, and we just thought, you know, every other month was too much. So we have about 80 people turn up every other month, and ZC Social Media Academy has been going since 2014. And we had a bit of a break in between, only of a year. But it's where people can come along for free, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, large businesses. We do it from 2 to 4:30 at the Bridgewood Manor. The 19th of March is the next one.
Bridgewood Manor is in which
area?
Chatham.
Top of Bluebell Hill.
And we talk about the latest trends, and we talk about a subject based on what they want to learn, which is always really great as well.
So do they submit what they want to learn before or at the
time?
We
normally do it at the previous academy. Say from the questions that I get in the Q&A at the end normally forms what I'm going to talk about the following month, which is always great because people love to come back and learn more. So that's the academy. It's free to attend, all on our website. Find out more.
Fantastic. And the next one's in March at the Bridgewood Manor. And then of course we got the world famous ZC Live.
And we've moved the date this year.
Yeah.
And it's been really favourable in terms of us moving it.
Mm.
We found that the feedback we got was people come in May or June, they then get all this great information, go on a holiday, forget about it, and not put it into action. And you're like,
holiday break.
Well, we've changed it to October. Hopefully it won't get eaten up by Christmas. But it's great because people said that they're then thinking about their following year of what their strategy is going to be.
Yeah.
So it's actually going to be a better date. So the 30th of October, ZC Live.
Tell us for those that don't know, and I can't think there are many, but tell us what ZC Live is all about. And because it's been going a few years now, it has a massive attendance.
Yeah.
It's another free event. I don't know how you managed to do all this, Zoe. I really don't. But
it's a ZC Live. So what we found is we're thinking every other month we're doing these academies. Why don't we bring everyone together to give them the opportunity to, have a whole day, but also we can get some fantastic people in. We've got some fantastic sponsors of the day, and we get the platforms to come and speak as well, which is even great. The platforms actually come and speak because it is a whole day. ZC Live is a free event from 8 a.m. to 4:30. There's 150 spaces for breakfast, but we normally have over 400 people throughout the day, which is fantastic.
I mean, last year I thought there were nearer 500.
Was packed in there. You know, we had Twitter come and speak, we've had LinkedIn, we've had NATO speak. Some great, fantastic people speaking.
Oh, the NATO one was brilliant. Oh, that was a couple of years ago, wasn't
it? I'd love to get back again.
Oh, that was fabulous. It was a chat from NATO, and
Did he come in a rocket or something?
No, it was better than that. He said, I'm going to show you a bit of video. He went, do you want to see someone getting bombed? And we've gone, yeah. And he's cut to this video of a jet screaming in and laying a trail of missiles. And we went, wow, where was that? And he went, no, that's live.
Oh, no.
He said, that's happening right now.
Goodness.
And then somebody said to him, but surely you'd want to keep these secret. He went, no. We post this all over social media. We want to scare the hell out of them.
Yeah.
He said, so we post live video of us attacking people.
I think he was trying to make it interesting to accountants and solicitors.
Yeah.
But he was a great speaker. So we have speakers from all different industries. Yeah. And it's a really great, great, great fun day.
Yeah, it is. ZC Live, it's fantastic. Great speakers, as you say.
And Zoe, am I invited this year?
Yeah, I've been speaking to Gary. I think hacking and security
absolutely.
A great opportunity for you, especially small businesses as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a fabulous event, Gary. It really is a brilliant event.
Good.
I'm sold.
I'm there.
It gets a great attendance every year, and it is part of the calendar down here in Kent that we all look forward to because it is just such a great event. I mean, how long have you been doing it now? I've lost count.
I think it's the fifth year.
Yeah, it must be 5 years. Yeah.
Zoe, what about tools? Because we've all used Hootsuite Pro, for example, and all the other various ones. Crowdfire, I used to use it. Crowdfire, and that's now stopped showing you who's unfollowed you, which I found really useful at the time.
Yeah.
So what's happening? Because I found that Hootsuite got very clunky.
And
kept making me log in all the time.
Yeah, and obviously there's different tools for different types of businesses based on budgets and user friendly platforms. Mm-hmm. But I rave about Content Cow, especially for content planning and creation and any generic posts that you've got out for scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
And then we use a tool called Sprout Social for all of our analytics. But for smaller businesses just getting started, Hootsuite is still the main one that they might use, or Buffer. And Content Cow is a great platform to start if you have got a small budget to start with. And they're always at ZC Live. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity to come and chat with them and ask any questions.
Yeah.
But the tools like the unfollow and follow, due to all these
regulations
and APIs, it's restricting you now from what you can and can't see.
That's one of the problems, isn't it? I've used in the past, I actually still do because I bought an annual membership of it, a thing called Social Jukebox, which is a site that enables you to stack all your content forever and then it produces it. But of course, having done all that, signed up for it, and it started to work, then Twitter, for instance, changed their algorithms and their API and said, if you're going to do that, you can't put tags in it and you can't put hashtags in it.
Wow.
So you've got content that's not aimed at anybody anymore. This is ridiculous.
No one can see it.
Yeah.
And one of the right reasons, just going back to you, Jules, in what you said about seeing who unfollowed you, it's a lot based on people being cyberbullied because of those reasons. Why did you unfollow me? And just restricting that, a bit like your business page, you don't really want to see
who
unliked
your
page. Or unfriended. If we got one, an email to say so-and-so unfriended you or unconnected with you, then it's going to go down that avenue of where it can cause...
So is that the reason you think?
I do strongly believe that's one of the reasons why. Mm. Unless you're scrolling through to see if someone's still following you. I mean,
because the other thing is, like, you know, obviously we've been in the game for years, Paul and I, not on the game, that is, but in the game. And although it has crossed our mind on occasions when, you know, we've needed money.
But I refuse to do it, yeah.
With those legs.
Yeah.
So I'll look at someone, for example, on Crowdsource, wasn't it? It was Crowdfire. And they might not have tweeted for like 6 years. And it was a really good way of finding out, you know, who's not active. So can you give us any hints?
A tool like, I have to be careful how I pronounce this, but followerwonk.
.com.
It will tell you, you can put in there everyone in Kent. It'll show you everyone in Kent on Twitter.
Right.
And then it'll give you when they last was active, their social authority score based on engagement.
That is a good one.
And it's a free tool. So you just go search bios and it'll give you that and analyse that. So that's a good one.
What's it called? Follow Wonk.
Follower Wonk.
Follower Wonk.
Wonk, yeah.
I'm making her say it lots of times in case she gets it wrong.
Because we don't want to be following people that haven't said anything since 1066.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a good tool to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, and a free one.
There's another Zoe C tip.
Zoe's always good value for money, yeah, without any shadow of a doubt. We've kind of got to go over to the newsroom shortly, Zoe. Cool. Are you going to stay with us, obviously, and join in the conversation with Gary later? For the moment, just refresh everybody's memory. If they want to find out about any of the things you're doing, what's your website? What's the best place to book ZC Live and so on?
Our website is zcsocialmedia.com.
Fantastic. Yeah. And from there, they can get to everything else.
Everything that I've spoken about, social media in a box, and the workshops and academies are all on the workshop page. So
fantastic. Yeah. Keep on keeping on, Zoe. We love you. We love what you do.
I love you guys as well.
You're brilliant, and you're always a mine of up-to-date and relevant information. So thank you so much.
Oh, no, you're most welcome. Thanks.
I'm just going to tell you one more tweet we've got. We've got loads, so I'm going to read one before we go to the newsroom. This is from the lovely folks at Athelbray, and they say, could we have a shout-out, please, Vanilla Webb? We're working with Hendrix Training on two courses for PR and media training for companies looking to promote their business to the widest relevant audiences. Message us for more info. And we're out this afternoon, but we'll catch up with the show later. So follow them on Twitter. Athelbray, Athelbraeltd is their Twitter handle. Drop them a DM if you want to find out more about their training with Hendrix Training. Keep your tweets coming. We've still got...